Well, the Australian music industry is reeling after the unexpected death of the celebrated music promoter and record label founder Michael Gudinski. From Skyhooks and Cold Chisel to Kylie Minogue and Joe Camilleri, the 68-year-old was behind some of Australia's biggest music names over decades and took their sound to the world. Musicians at home and around the world say that they're devastated. They're paying tribute to his endless energy and enthusiasm. Stephanie Smale reports. I got you.
Michael Gudinski is credited with rocketing Australian music, especially its unique rock and roll sound, to the global stage. Longtime friend and colleague, music manager John Watson, says Australia's music industry is in shock.
Michael's been a vital force since 1972 until today without ever really taking his foot off the pedal. You know, the artists that he championed are the soundtrack to all of our lives. If you like music, you lost a friend today.
Michael Gudinski started his working life at 16, managing bands and running events before starting Mushroom Records at the age of 20. He reflected on his loyalty to one of his early signings, Split Enz, before they made it big, in the Arts Centre Melbourne's long play series.
I'll never forget Molly coming into my office and going, "Michael, you've had this band forever. They're going to set you broke." And then young Neil Finn joined the band, and the next album, thank God I hung in, was True Colours, and Had I Got You on it, and the rest was history. I'm feeling a little crazy.
He built a music empire, making a winning start by signing Skyhooks, who went on to have 16 weeks at number one, then other huge names such as Paul Kelly and Jimmy Barnes. But it wasn't just big bands on his agenda. He took a risk on the young Neighbours actor Kylie Minogue, who topped the charts with this unforgettable tune in January 1988. Music journalist and author Stuart Coop says Michael Gudinski had an endless enthusiasm for music and the people who make it.
He was almost childlike in his joyousness about, you know, new bands and new music. You know, he'd had all of this success in the 70s and in the 80s, and it continued through the 90s, but, you know, even up to this past year, he was signing new artists.
He says he was an astute businessman who turned his hand to countless projects, often at the same time, during his stellar career.
His Frontier Touring Company bought everyone from Bruce Springsteen through to the Rolling Stones, through to Ed Sheeran, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tours. He had a film production company. If there was something going on and it involved music, probably Michael Gudinski was there somewhere.
The ABC's national music correspondent Zan Rowe points out Michael Gudinski will also be remembered for his ability to build a strong team, particularly promoting women.
I think one of the strengths of Michael is not just having his own curiosity, but also empowering others and trusting in others. And he was a great supporter of female leadership. There are a lot of women working in the labels and high up in the Mushroom Group, and he really championed their power.
As the news sinks in, Australian artists are paying tribute to the music legend. Widiana Marika is a founding member of Yothu Yindi, who signed with Mushroom and rose to international fame with their album Tribal Voice and the single Treaty.
He was a great man who helped us along the way. He was just warm, big-hearted man that embraced us, who came along and rescued Yothu Yindi into the music industry.
There's an outpouring of grief from overseas too, from the many big names he's brought down under since the 80s. In a statement, Bruce Springsteen said he had never met a better promoter in his 50 years of touring, and the Foo Fighters wrote, "Rock and roll will miss him deeply."
Vale, Michael Gudinski, Stephanie Smale with that report.